This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. Two people died in a missile attack on the Ukrainian Black Sea port city of Odessa Sunday. The Ukrainian Air Force said it shot down 10 of the 14 drones and one of the three missiles Russia launched overnight. Meanwhile, the latest attacks follow President Joe Biden's meetings Friday with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the White House. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wiedekuswara has this report.
The meeting comes as the Western allies consider changing their policy to allow Ukraine to use long-range weapons provided by the United States and Britain to strike deep into Russian territory. The U.S. has been pushing Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire in Gaza, an issue the leaders also discussed on Friday. Last week, Starmer's government announced it would suspend some arms export licenses to Israel following a review of the country's compliance with international humanitarian law. Patsy Wiedekuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Crews in the Czech Republic raced to protect homes from rising floodwater Sunday as heavy rains look set to burst the banks of more rivers. Firefighters were seen setting up pumps to clear floodwater and erecting flood defense barriers in parts of the northeast of the country. Some parts of the Czech Republic face the worst flooding in almost three decades, with a quarter million homes without power due to high winds and rain. And in China, Shanghai halted transportation links, recalled ships, and shut down tourism due to its bracing for Typhoon Bibinka. This is VOA News coming to you from Washington, D.C. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would inflict a heavy price on the Iran-aligned Houthis who control northern Yemen as the rebel group launched a missile that landed in central Israel for the first time on Sunday. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
The early morning attack on Sunday triggered air raid sirens, including at Israel's international airport, but there were no reports of casualties or major damage. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have repeatedly fired drones and missiles toward Israel since the start of the war in Gaza, but nearly all of them have been intercepted over the Red Sea. In July, an Iranian-made drone launched by the Houthis struck Tel Aviv, killing one person and wounding 10 others. Israel responded with a wave of airstrikes on Houthi-held areas of Yemen. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Venezuelan officials say three Americans, two Spaniards, and a Czech citizen were arrested Saturday after they accused them of coming to the South American country to assassinate President Nicolas Maduro. The U.S. State Department in a statement late Saturday confirmed the detention of a U.S. military member and said it was unaware of and unconfirmed reports of two additional U.S. citizens detained in Venezuela. It also said any claims of U.S. involvement in a plot to overthrow Maduro are categorically false. The United States continues to support a democratic solution to the political crisis in Venezuela. A new accounting of the Hawaii wildfire victims trying to escape last year, but some only making it a few blocks from their homes. The report found no evidence of Hawaii preparations for the wildfire, despite days of warnings that critical fire weather was coming. More from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The Fire Safety Research Institute report for the Hawaii Attorney General's office was released Friday. It includes details of the victims' attempts to survive. A couple was found in their car after turning onto a dead-end street in the chaos. A man was found huddled in the entranceway of a house after abandoning his car. The report highlights how Lahaina's already deteriorating infrastructure complicated evacuation efforts. I'm Julie Walker.
Photos of North Korea's uranium enrichment facility may show an undeclared site for building nuclear bombs just outside of its capital, according to analysts. North Korea, for the first time, showed images on Friday of the centrifuges that produce fuel for its nuclear bombs, as the leader, Kim Jong-un, visited a uranium enrichment facility. I'm Lori London, VOA News, Washington.